Greenwich's strong connection to naval history means there are depictions of many seafarers here. Sir Walter Raleigh is known by some as a naval hero, but as a ruthless pirate to others, and is widely credited with introducing both tobacco and potatoes to this side of the Atlantic. While Walter Raleigh never visited North America himself, he organized expeditions that settled the first English colonies there. The land where the first colony was established was called Virginia, after Queen Elizabeth I's nickname, the Virgin Queen, owing to her refusal to ever marry. However, the first American colonies weren't all successful. Take, for example, Roanoke, located in today's North Carolina. Once everything there was properly established, some of the settlers left and went back to England, with a promise that they would come back in 1 year with more people and more supplies. Unfortunately, however, it was 3 years before they managed to return, and when they did, they didn't find any people, any bones, or any sign of a fight. It seemed as though they had all just disappeared, and that's why one of the first English colonies is now known as the Lost Colony. However, Walter Raleigh did make it to South America twice. These journeys weren't made with the intention to build colonies, but to get rich. And not just any kind of rich. He hoped to get legendarily rich because he believed that he knew where to find El Dorado, the legendary city of gold. Although Raleigh was successful in plundering gold and treasures throughout his maritime career, he never did find El Dorado. However, his second expedition to South America got him into a lot of trouble. In Walter's youth, England and Spain were at war on the sea, and the English would often attack and rob Spanish ships. Eventually, the war ended, and the peace treaty that was drawn up forbade any more English attacks on Spanish ships. Unfortunately, during his second quest for El Dorado, some of Raleigh's men attacked the Spanish in what is today called Guyana. Even though Sir Walter didn't order the attack, and even though he lost his own son during the fight, he was considered responsible. After returning to England, he was sentenced to death, and shortly thereafter beheaded in front of the Palace of Westminster on the 29th of October, 1618. On a somewhat grim side note, his wife was gifted his head, which she reportedly kept in a velvet bag until the day she died, when it was, thankfully then, returned to his body and interred at St. Margaret's Church in Westminster. Return to the path you used to enter the park and turn right. Follow the path through the streets toward the large stone building. Keep walking until you get to the small green square on your right. Enter the square through the center pathway and stop when you see a plaque at your feet. Then, play the next clip.